Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Learning by Ear series about new media. This is our 9th episode and it is entitled Business Growth. In the last episode, the young people downloaded pornographic material and Uncle Kilu got very upset. The local manager of the national telecommunications company intervened. A code of conduct was agreed on. But now they are faced with the challenge of business growth and innovative new media services. Will they manage? Let's listen on.
George, I don't think we can go on like this. We both have been working such long hours, 7 days a week.
Zap, I know what you mean. Uncle thinks I've neglected my table serving duties. How am I expected to perform at both Kula 2 Foods restaurant and Kula 2 Foods internet cafe? I can't be in two places at the same time. Well, you know what I mean.
George, how long do you expect customers to wait for you?
Coming, Uncle.
Hey there, Zapcom. Are we going to get access to any computer today? We've been waiting for 25 minutes. I think you should impose some kind of time limit on the use of computers.
Zapcom, I can't take this anymore. Hey, Mumbi, is that you? We are glad to see you. It's just the person we need.
Hi, Zap. Hi, George. Why do you both look half dead?
Because we are.
Hey, is anyone listening to us? We want computers.
George, do I have to come and drag you away from there?
Mumbi, welcome to the new face of Kula 2 Foods Internet Cafe.
Can you two try and find a solution while I attend to the restaurant customers?
Zap. I think it is time for business expansion.
Business expansion? We can't even cope with this and you want us to expand?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I've been thinking about innovative new media services that will ease this congestion. Some physical expansion and, well, more business.
George, you're not too old for me to pull you by the ears. Go serve the customers. You can't keep them hanging around there like bananas waiting to ripen.
May I invite everyone to my office for a chat on the Kula 2 Foods Internet Cafe business growth and expansion plans. It looks like you all need a break from this place, even if it's just to get a clear head. Thank you all for coming. I have asked my colleagues not to interrupt us for some time so that we can thrash out this issue.
My daughter, this is a nice office. Feels good to be away from our busy business. But we must hurry. We must get back there soon.
Look at this plan. We should open several smaller branches and encourage our customers to communicate with each other. We should extend to nearby village towns within the district.
Mumbi, that is radical. But go on, I'm listening.
I propose we invest in more computers, but to put them at different locations in the district. Then we teach our customers how to use chat rooms and social network websites.
Mumbi, my daughter, I am now lost. When you get around to talking about food, then I will say something.
Uncle Kilu, Zap, you worry me. You're too quiet.
I'm thinking, Cousin Mumbi, thinking. I believe you have an excellent idea. Yahoo Chat, Facebook, High Five, and whatever else is in the market. I'm getting to like this more and more.
Can I serve my food?
Uncle, not yet, but you will.
Zap, I believe you're getting my idea. Then, for every place we rent, Uncle Kilu can open another Kula 2 Foods. That way, we can fund our business by selling both services.
Mumbi, we need a business plan.
Where do we get one?
I will download a free template from the internet, fill it out as much as possible, then we can discuss it later.
Hey, young lady, it seems you've been eating my goat soup as well. Talk of soup, can we get back to work now?
Now the business plan has to be turned into a reality. Zapcom and Mumbi have been studying and discussing it, while George serves at the tables and Omwa attends to the internet customers.
I'm so worried that the new people we recruit will not have enough knowledge and skills. to guide and train our customers on how to optimize the new media services.
You're right, Zapcom. We're short of skills and knowledge, but we can't be everywhere.
Ah, I know just who can help. Let me call her. Auntie Bongi?
Good evening, Zapcom. How is home?
Good morning, Auntie. Why are you wishing me a good evening?
Oh, it's evening here. I'm in America.
I just need a quick word. Mumbi and...
I'm coming.
George are here with me.
Auntie, we need your help. We need to train more people to assist us run a series of cafes.
Well, you do not have to reinvent the wheel. Check around for university students on holiday. They use computers often and could do with a little extra income during the holidays. Also, if you offer access to computers for free, it will be an attraction for them. You can negotiate.
That's a brilliant idea.
Unfortunately, I have to go. They're waiting for me. Join me at my Facebook account. I will send you an invitation, and you'll be able to get a lot of information on training modules that I've been exchanging with colleagues from our branches all over the world. Well, I really have to rush. Sorry.
Auntie, please bring me a...
Rise up. Mumbi and George, bye.
Whoa. What is Facebook?
George,
Facebook is a free social networking internet service. Users can organize themselves by individual groups that may include friends, schools, a specific region or city, or whatever else is there. They add their personal profiles and share it with other members. They can share anything and everything and can update their information whenever they want.
Why would I want everyone to know about me? And does everyone else want to know about me?
Well, good question. You can and should decide whom you want to converse with and on what. You should really think about these privacy issues. You can invite people to join your Facebook account, and you also get invited by others. It's your choice. There are so many other digital social networks. When is the university taking a break? Next month. Why do you ask? Because I might have a small job for you. What sort of job?
What is Zapu up to? He types, stops, talks to the computer, then hits the computer keyboard hard. I hope all this pressure is not making him go mad. Zapu, are you talking to a machine?
No, Uncle. I'm talking with Eric. You remember him? The son of Alice, who is at the big city university.
No, Zapu. You are talking to a computer. I see no Eric.
He's right here.
Asalala. The boy has gone mad. Zapu, I see no Eric in front of you.
See? Don't you see someone typing? He's having a conversation with me.
That is him? His words? Greet him for me. Tell him I'm here.
Eric, Uncle Kilu is here with me. Remember him? George's uncle. Big hello from him. See? He's now typing back. Let me read it for you. How are you, Uncle Kilu? Are you still serving your tasty goat soup?
You mean you talk with your fingers? Zapu, what are you waiting for? Ask him when he will come to eat the soup. Do it quick. Type.
There is never a dull moment, and the more advantages the team takes of the new developments, the better their business prospects are. But how much further can they go? Find out by tuning into our next episode. For more information on Learning by Ear programs, visit our website at www.dwworld.de/LBE. And don't forget to send us your comments. Until next time, goodbye.